As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
You're going to want to make sure you're tuned in to the Ben and Woods program tomorrow. I know I don't even have to ask. Tier 1s are great. They'll tune in whether we beg them to or not. But
sure you want them to tune in for this?
Well, I mean, I went through all the trouble of setting it up, and we will continue our annual tradition of Ben mocks the draft. Paulie?
The 2025 NFL draft is now officially open.
Is he hammered at every draft?
I watched Draft Day the other day, and he's in it.
Super Bowl celebrations.
Yeah, I watched Draft Day, and he's in it. And he, even in the movie, he's like, he sounds like he's liquored up.
So we will do our top 10 picks.
Yours.
Now, if you haven't caught Ben mocks the draft before, it is not a serious mock draft.
Correct.
We are mocking the draft. Now, what is true is that all 10 players selected are real draft prospects.
Correct.
Guys who might get taken in the 7 rounds of the draft. They're just going in unorthodox spots to unorthodox teams, combined with a little, you know, Ben humor on the subject to, you know, result in what is usually a groan-inducing 5-minute segment every year, which pretty much encompasses our entire draft coverage.
That's it. That's pretty great.
I love the inspiration for Ben mocks the draft. We have no shame in saying when we steal ideas, or at least a little morsel of an idea.
Yeah, and then
we
little nugget.
Put our spin on it. I was listening to, this was years ago, I was listening to Dan Le Batard's show, and they were getting ready for the draft, and they were kind of just, in true Dan Le Batard style, making fun of how much analysis and coverage goes into the draft and the combine and all that. And they're like, I mean, literally, Stugatz hadn't watched more than NCAA games all season long. And they were just picking random guys that were expected to go in the draft, whether it was first round, fifth round, whatever. They'd throw a name at him, you know, Steven Woods, linebacker for Ohio State. And he goes, Ohio State, Dan, like, this guy's been in a lot of big games.
He's high
a leader
motor
on
he's
your
high,
defense.
High motor guy.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And then
smart,
okay,
cerebral. He's
ben
cerebral.
Higgins, offensive tackle for Alabama.
Good Look, size.
Anytime
good size.
You're in the SEC, you know what you're going to get from that guy. And great hands. He's quick with his feet. You know, stuff like that. And it was so good. So we were like, all right, yeah, how can we mock the draft?
It's so good.
And Ben just takes it to another level.
There are a few guys who put in the work necessary. Daniel Jeremiah,
for
one
months,
of them.
For months.
Studying
months.
Daily hours of tape on all these guys. And if you really want expert opinions, go to them. Don't go to us.
No.
We have no idea. We do not spend enough time watching college football tape.
By enough, do you mean any whatsoever at all?
To give you an intelligent breakdown. By the way, we also don't have an NFL team in our town. Now, that's not going to stop 97.3 The Fan from bringing you some draft coverage, because it is a It's a big event every year, and if you have a fantasy football team, you might want to know what's going on. So Ello and Scraby and company and Braden will keep you updated on what happens on the first round of the draft on Thursday night.
Dominic said poor Scraby and Ello stuck on actual draft coverage. No. They weren't stuck. They volunteered. They wanted to do it. Again, to each their own. Like, they wanted to. Now, if they want me to quit here, that's what you got to do, draft talk that night. That's it. I'm not coming in. Fire me.
It's just not what we do.
No.
Now, if something weird happens at the draft on Thursday.
Oh, we'll talk about the draft on Friday. 100%.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, this guy went number one. This guy went number two.
It's a major event on the sports calendar. But the pre-talk about the draft, when 90, I don't know. I mean, even the best mock drafters are going to get 98% of their selections wrong. You have spent months.
Yeah,
that's
months preparing to get almost everything entirely wrong. And then the actual draft happens, and guess what? You still don't know which players are going to turn out to be good players in the NFL. You're still making guesses even after they're drafted as to what their impact is going to be, and even then you're about 70% wrong on what, you know, actually is going to happen. So you're 98% wrong before the draft. You're about 70% wrong after the draft.
Yeah.
So if you want to get 168% wrong sports talk, listen to draft coverage, because that's what it is. It's just entirely hours and hours of people getting stuff wrong. That's all draft coverage is.
That was a really good way to sell 97.3 The Fan. I'm sure, Adam, Pauly, will you cut that and put it in a promo? Because that, I'm sold. I can't
now,
wait.
They will
to
give
tune
you
in.
The facts on our coverage, who is drafted, when they're drafted, yep. You know, what players they are going to, what their potential roles may be. That's fine. That's important information that we should get out to sports fans.
It's a big deal, and I like watching the draft. And there's no Padres game on Thursday night, correct?
Correct.
So I will be tuned in watching the draft. I always want to see if my Irish go in the first round. I don't think any are projected to go in the first round this year.
I can't do it.
But I can watch. I want to see.
The first round is like 4 hours long.
It is, but I want to see who takes Ashton Jeanty. You know what I mean? Will it be the Raiders? Who's going to take him? Where's Shadur going to go?
There's some mockers good like the Raiders
Jeanty. Yeah, you can just set up like push notifications for ESPN and get it within seconds of it happening.
I get it. I like to
watch Travis Hunter going to be wearing.
I like to watch their reaction of getting drafted, all that stuff. I think that's kind of cool.
Sure.
So I actually have the three of us. I probably watched the most draft on Thursday night. So I'm excited about the draft. It's the pregame analysis that just kills me. It's crazy.
I'm excited for Ben Mock's draft. Now, we would normally do it on Thursday, but with you out of town, we're going to do this sometime tomorrow. Probably 7 o'clock hours, my guess.
Yes.
If you've never heard it, here's
I promise
one
you, nothing's going to change the last 48 hours. My Ben Mock's the draft is not going to change based on final
information.
Interviews and information.
Check
here was from 2020, the first round pick.
Oh, my God. Is this our first one we
I think
ever
so.
Did?
This was expected to be Joe Burrow to the Bengals.
Oh, my God, we are getting old.
At the combine, Joe Burrow's hands were measured at just 9 inches, which is obviously way too small to actually hold a football, although he insisted he had just pulled them out of cold water and they were experiencing shrinkage.
That's pretty good. They're not all that good. I'm going to tell you that right now.
They're not.
That's one of your top three.
Joe turned out okay.
He did.
With his small hands, didn't he?
He did. He did. It is.
Did all right with those small hands and the National Football League.
Sure has. Sure has.
Yeah. We're going to go even more far afield with some of the names tomorrow. But again,
can't wait.
All of them are legit draft prospects.
You didn't make anybody
I
up.
I did not make any names up.
Okay.
But we dug deep to find the first 10 picks of Ben Mock's the draft for tomorrow. What time should we do that tomorrow, Pauly?
7:30, maybe.
7:30?
Yeah, 7:35.
7:35 tomorrow, Ben Mock's the draft.
Wait.
All right. Padres open a 3-game series in Detroit, Comerica Park.
They're a good team, dude.
They are a solid, ball club with A.J. Hinch as manager. Now, the Padres aren't getting their best when it comes to pitching. Today, going to face Kyler Montero, who's 0-1 with like a 9 ERA against Randy Vasquez. Now, you know, Padres lineup is obviously going to be somewhat hamstrung. Certainly not going to have Jackson Merrill, Jake Cronenworth, or Jason Hayward. I would also expect Luis Arraez, as we just talked to Dennis Lynn, going to have to miss at least some time, possibly up to a week, if he enters into the concussion protocol. So, you know, a few runs, and Randy Vasquez is going to have to make it stand up. Now, Randy has been solid so far for the Padres. He has really embraced his role now as the fourth starter in this San Diego Padres rotation. And I don't know, Woods, I'm starting to feel decent when Randy Vasquez takes the mound.
I was too until you just said that. I was feeling really good about it. I wasn't going to make any big bold proclamations. I was just going to let it lie a little bit. But no, he's been great, man. He's throwing strikes. I mean, look, he still walks too many guys, Benny. He does. He walks too many guys. And but again, he uses his defense to get out of jams that he creates sometimes. So far so good. He's been lucky. There's no question about it. But sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. But you know, he needs to pound the zone. This is a good team. Now they don't have a lot of experience off him really at all. Only four guys in their lineup have even seen him. Torkelson's hit him well,
and Torkelson's hot.
And he's
over coming 1,000 into his OPS, own. 7 home runs, 21 RBI for Spencer Torkelson already this season. He's like averaging an RBI per game.
Look, man, you look at their lineup and you go, okay, I haven't heard of a ton of these guys. They are a young team. They are a hungry team. Ben, there's one guy in their lineup that you better not let beat you. One. And it's Javi Baez. You cannot let Javi Baez beat you. He is no longer a good player.
He's not beating anyone
right
now.
He's not beating.
0 home run, 4 RBI.
That's what I'm saying. Javi Baez is the guy you have to get out in their order, Ben, because anything he gets, you feel like a pitcher just got a hit off of you. If Javi Baez gets you, it means it's probably not going to be your night. But no, Torkelson has been really good. Kerry Carpenter's a good player as well. They got Riley Green's a good player.
He's off to a slow start, but he is a good player. They picked up Gleyber Torres. They got some injuries as well. So, yeah, I expect more of a lower scoring game. I don't know what the weather is like. Detroit can be coolish.
I looked.
Carpenter's out.
Like mid to high 60s.
Potentially.
All right, so weather
should
be
fine. Maybe a
little
rain kind of here and there.
It was Petco Park and Comerica Park were the two absolute hardest ballparks to homer at, but they both have become more fair playing ballparks after some adjustments over the years, and I do think Comerica is more neutral now than it used to be.
Manny likes hitting there a lot.
Yeah, he's hit well when he used to be with the Orioles. He used to hit really well at Comerica Park, so it would be nice to see Manny. Not that he's all, I mean, Manny's having a good start to the season. It's weird because he only has the two home runs, but thought he might have had one yesterday.
Very close.
Came very close. Didn't quite get it out. But, you know, his numbers are fine. Well over 800 still OPS and seems to find a way to contribute almost every single game. He's just not putting up the massive power numbers early in the season. And maybe if those come later in the year, Manny could be poised for a really, really good season.
It's rare to see him get off to such a good start.
He's a slow starter.
And the fact that
he's horrible
got
at this point last year. I mean, he was downright horrible. Obviously dealing with the injuries, but his numbers were just awful.
He's been more than fine right now. But tomorrow's matchup's going to be great. Pavetta, Flaherty. That could be one of those chippy games. You remember Manny and Flaherty yelling at each other in the playoffs. I'm excited, man. That's Pavetta's a pretty chippy dude anyway. So this could be pretty good, man. But their starting pitching's good. I'm not too sure how their bullpen's held up. They have the best run differential in the Central, and that's not saying much. They're the only one with a positive run differential in the center, in the Central. But I did see Kerry Carpenter left with a hamstring yesterday. So, you know, that would be decent news if you're going up against that team. But they're just that team, man. They're young. They're hungry. They kind of believe that they belong. And they're leading their division right now, 13-9, playing pretty well. So challenge is ahead. And as you mentioned earlier, we'll miss Scooble. We'll miss Job.
Yeah, Scooble, you know, obviously he's great. Job, though, is off to a really good start with a 2.7 ERA. I thought he was going to pitch on Wednesday, but they seem to have bumped everyone back a day. So they're going to get Reese Olson on Wednesday. He's got a 4.5 ERA. So.
And you miss Casey Mize as well, who's really good. So you got to take advantage and win 2 out of 3 here and get that 500 road trip.
Which is great. If they come back with this amount of injuries and have a second 500 road trip, absolutely you take that. No questions asked. Fine. You know, tread water on the road and then come back to Petco Park and, you know, try to get going again. But my expectations are tamped down just a little bit with the amount of injuries the Padres are dealing with right now.
Need a couple grit squad dubs, and I thought last night was a really good example of the grit squad coming through, making a big defensive play when you needed it, bullpen continuing to be locked down, best in baseball, and that's a luxury for Mike Schilt. You know, he knows if Randy doesn't have it tonight, Ben, if he can just keep him in the game, the bullpen can get in there and do its job, but they've done a good job so far at making this thing work, but yeah, need to find a way to get 2 out of 3 here on the road in Detroit against their lower tier starters.
All right, got more action from Major League Baseball we can get to when we come back, and then Paulie's got some headlines for us. In our Rindle Report, do not go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you again about SDFatLoss.com. I mentioned how fast you can lose the weight. I also liked about the program that there were no drugs or injections. I know the weight loss injections are hot right now, and if they work for you, great. But keep in mind that once you stop the injections, the hunger is going to come back, and you're most likely going to put the weight back on, unless you're ready to commit to expensive, hassling injections for the rest of your life. Why not go with a sustainable weight loss program? I went through the program for 2 months. I have kept the weight off. I don't have to rely on anything. I just happened during those 2 months, kind of changed the way I thought about food, the way I eat. I still enjoy myself. I still get some cheat days, get to eat things I like, but I've kept the weight off because I followed the program and it worked for me, and I think it can work for you as well. Summer is coming up. This is a great time to jump in with SDFatLoss.com because by the time June gloom is here, you can be down 10 to 20% of your body weight simply by eating normal foods like steak and chicken and fish and losing the weight. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I feel great. You can do it as well. Simply go to SDFatLoss.com, set up a free consultation, find out if the program is right for you. If you think it is, take advantage of the spring special right now. Get your $200 off and turn yourself into a new you before summer arrives by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I was looking up and there was baseball on my TV. Oftentimes there is replays and such, but actually a live baseball game this morning, already done with four innings. It's the Patriots Day early Boston Red Sox game. Boston Marathon, same day they usually do the early game. So like 8 a.m. start on the West Coast. So it's already 4-1. Red Sox over White Sox going to the fifth inning at Fenway Park.
Fenway Park.
I bet it's a fun day to go to.
Oh, I bet it's so fun.
Early game.
So fun.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, we mentioned some of the NL West scores from over the weekend, but also the Mets are playing really well right now.
Yeah,
they mopped the Cardinals, a four-game mop. Francisco Lindor hit a leadoff home run. The Mets are now, I think, like 15-7. They're looking pretty good.
They're pitching
a lot of good National League teams.
Their pitching is holding up way better than all of us kind of expected it to right now. And Juan Soto got the standing ovation from the Mets crowd. Boy, things have changed, haven't they, in Queens and really all around base. Queens and Philly, you know, noted for their rational sports takes and appreciation. But listen, when you got a guy for 13 more years, you want him. You want to do whatever you can to make sure he's happy and producing. And he came through, tied the game, or got the go-ahead hit on Friday night. I think he hit a bomb yesterday. So, look, I think Juan Soto's going to be fine. He's always going to be fine. He's going to be fine. You'll be fine, Mets fans.
Not a great day for my World Series pick, as they lost by 22 runs.
I saw this.
Orioles falling to the Reds, 24-2. Noelvi Marte had a grand slam and seven runs driven in for the Reds in that game. Not good.
What did Brandon Hyde after the game? He said, that was embarrassing. Yeah, I'd say so.
Pretty embarrassing.
Jorge Mateo pitched. Gary Sanchez pitched. I mean, it was as bad as you could get.
Kind of got the A's off the hook. They lost 14-1 to the Brewers.
Yeah.
That just kind of goes under the radar when someone else loses by 22. They did give up 9 stolen bases in that game to the Brewers, who had a track meet against the A's in that win. The Royals beat the Tigers 4-3, so the Padres heading to Detroit, who had a 3-game winning streak snapped, but took 10 innings to do it. Cal Raleigh has gotten off to a hot start. He's up to 9 home runs, leading the American League as the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 8-3. Our friend Matt Strom took the loss as the Marlins avoided getting swept in Philadelphia with an extra inning 7-5 win over the Phillies. What Red Sox actually did lose yesterday 8-4, so they're trying to bounce back in that one. And let's see, the Braves beat the Twins 6-2. I mentioned it earlier, Atlanta's now 8-6 since their 0-7 start on the road against the Padres and the Dodgers in the first week of the season. They got Spencer Strider back, should be getting Acuna back. I wouldn't count the Braves out, even though they have kind of buried themselves a little bit early. There's still time for them to get back into the race.
And yeah, there's plenty of time.
I would imagine they will at some point.
There's plenty of time. The East is going to be nasty. I don't think it's going to be quite as nasty as the West, but it's still going to be nasty. The Phillies are there. The Mets are going to be there. But I do, you know, there's still 140 games to go. Like, you got time, fellas.
Definitely.
No need to panic.
Long way to go.
No need to panic. No need to celebrate just yet.
So that's an update on what was going on in Major League Baseball over the
weekend. There were a lot of like weird plays and questionable umpire decisions.
Oh yeah,
the Aaron Judge home run that was called
clearly
foul,
clearly fair.
So
it was 8
I was
home
like,
runs.
I saw all the outrage, and when I finally saw the play, I'm like, no, where's the one that they got wrong?
Yeah, where's
so
the
like,
one they
this
missed?
Is so clearly a home
is
run.
Was it a problem because they were playing at Steinbrenner Field? And the foul pole's shorter there.
Sure. That's what Aaron said after the game.
Was that the problem? Because they just can't really tell like
but
where
Benny,
it crosses?
It looked,
does it look very fair?
It looked 20 feet to the right
wasn't even close.
Of the short pole.
So Aaron Boone got ejected, but not right then. He actually, when Aaron Judge came up the next time, he struck out. And then Aaron Boone went out and argued and said, you know, he also missed the home run in the last at bat. And that's when they ejected him at that point.
They had a weird situation too. Max Fried had a no hitter going into the eighth, I believe, and very speedy, I can't remember the guy's name for Tampa. hit it to Goldschmidt's right. He goes into the hole to get it. He boots it, and they give him an
error. They call it an error.
They call
so
it
the
an error.
No hitter intact.
No hitter intact.
They get to the end of the seventh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was in the sixth.
It was in the sixth. Yep. So they get to the end of the seventh.
Chandler Simpson. That's his name. And super fast.
And as Max Fried is coming back out with his no hitter for the eighth inning, the score goes.
Change it.
I looked at some replays, and I think he was going to beat it out no matter what. So I'm changing that to a hit. So boom, no hitter gone without any pitches being thrown. And then he did give up a hit in the eighth inning. So, I mean, did it change the mindset? I don't know. But it was weird to have a no hitter taken away with a scoring change ruling.
You had that scoring one. Ruling you change. Had the Dodgers one yesterday, which I thought was, I was watching that game live. Wyatt Langford trying to get in a scoring position to be the tying run. It was another 1-0 game yesterday. Just crazy. We said it Friday, but really good pitching matchup
series, and it was.
And it was. Langford goes into the bag. Rojas makes a tag, gets the tag down on him, but he's safe. Then he comes up, kind of hops off the bag. He's in the air. Rojas goes to swipe him, misses. He lands on the base. Still safe, but the umpire calls him out. Not enough to overturn. And so, game over. Dodgers win 1-0 with the tying run on second base. Kind of a tough way to look. Tough look for the umpires. What happened Friday night with the Padres? There was a dive back into the base. They challenged it. They got that wrong. It was very clear. He was safe diving back. So, not the best weekend for replay.
The other one, they got it right. By the letter of the law, the Pirates play at third base.
Oh, timeout. Tried to call timeout.
Diving back, he got hurt, and he was laid out on the dirt, both hands on the back.
His shoulders jacked.
Yeah, he is hurt, and he lifts up his hand to call time.
Hand up.
And in that blink of an eye that he lifted his hand up to call time, they tagged him.
Jose Ramirez, boom.
He was off the bag. He was off the bag. And I'm like, what the hell is he supposed to do
here? So here's the thing.
Leave one hand.
How about this? Your hands on the back. Time out. Blue.
You don't really have to put your hand up to call time. Correct.
You really don't.
You don't.
So I saw people like, this is not what this is intended for.
The umpire probably should have been a little faster on the draw on seeing he's hurt. Like time. Get him off the base, or he doesn't have to agonizingly hold his hand there while he's hurt. So I do see it from both ways, but you don't have to lift your hand to call time.
Correct. No, you don't have to go. You can just say, blue, timeout.
Makes you wonder when they do finally go to the automatic strike system or the challenge system, will there still be mistakes? Or will it be...
Isn't this obvious that there still will be mistakes?
I don't know.
Because we have...
I mean, it's not... See, remember now, even the replay challenges now involve the human element. Someone's watching them on TV and still making a decision. When they go to the challenge, there's no human element involved anymore. It's simply... a yes or a no, the robot calls it. So does that eliminate the possibility for errors? And what happens if there is an error? What happens if, like, a ball looks clearly like a foot outside, they challenge it, and it goes, it's a strike. And they go, but didn't seem like it crossed the zone.
But if it's a foot outside, why would it?
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, is the system going to be foolproof? And are there safeguards in place to make sure that, you know, they didn't get it wrong, that somehow the machine wasn't tricked into thinking it was a strike somehow.
I don't know, but I mean, I think the umpires have to be happy. You'd have to be happy if they took that off your plate and they just said, hey, we're not, like, if it nicks the corner. I mean, look, there's some pitches you saw last night, you know, that, like, really bad yanked missed pitches, but catcher's on the wrong side, and it's like, oh, it actually nicked the corner. They were called balls. Those will be called strikes with the robot umps, and it's going to get ugly. Like, there's some ugly-ass calls that happen. So, I don't know. I think there's still going to be mistakes.
And then, only because I know it's not going to appear in the Rondle Report, I was watching yesterday, after all the drama of Rory McIlroy at the Masters,
I'm
sure people weren't that enthralled by another week of golf, but Justin Thomas ended a three-year victory drought, winning a playoff at the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head Island. But what was fascinating about this, he made a birdie putt, like about an 18-footer, on the first playoff hole to beat Andrew Novak. But in all the years, Justin Thomas has said, I have never, junior golf, high school golf, his entire life, had never won a tournament by rolling in a putt on the last hole. And you go, really? You've That's won 16 tournaments on tour, countless, I'm sure, growing up, and you never had to make a putt on the last hole to win. And he said, it's the first time I've ever
So he's always actually, winning by a couple of, yeah, you know, couple always, of strokes.
Or someone else makes somebody a bogey makes or something, bogey. But he had never done that before. And he said, it was really cool.
It was a beautiful putt.
And it was a perfect putt.
Yeah, I was rooting
he
for
hadn't
the,
won since 2022.
I was rooting for the other guy.
Novak, who was trying to get his first win, which would have been a big moment as well. But like Rory, you could see some relief mixed in with the celebration with Justin. Like, am I ever going to win again? And he did win the signature event yesterday at the Hilton Head Island at the RBC Heritage.
I watched the playoff and everything. It was good. It was good golf.
All right, Paulie's got some good stories for us coming up in the round report.
Bangers.
A football player who we feel is getting taken to the cleaners.
And just taken advantage of.
Like,
entirely.
Just completely getting worked here.
But Jerry Jones needs to step up.
Somebody needs to step in for him.
And we will have the most holy of shout-outs to his family that we have done
indeed.
In Ben and Woods history. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Before His Holiness, we will tell you about 7 Mile Casino, San Diego's best card room, closest card room. It's just a fun place to play. You drive down to Chula Vista. It's very easy to get to, but once you walk in, you're going to see it yourself. There's windows looking out on San Diego Bay. It's light. It's smoke-free. It feels like you're going to a nice restaurant, a nice club, whatever. And it also happens to have some incredible card-playing action at the same time.
No question about it. They got the California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Baccarat, and Pai Gow. So a little bit of something for everyone, except if you like slot machines, not the place for you. This is a place for card players only. If you love cigarettes, you can go outside because you can't smoke in 7 Mile Casino, which is great because you don't want to be playing California-style blackjack and someone's sucking down Pall Malls next to you. Just go, have a good time, have a drink, have a delicious meal, and play your card game of choice.
And you can have a meal any time of the day because they got the 24/7 players menu. Very few 24/7 food options around San Diego. 7 Mile is one of them at Sammy's. Terrific menu. Please check it out today. Ben and Wood sending you right down the 5 freeway. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Big time.
Because today is a National Surprise Drug Test Day.
Would have been such a good bit, man.
I don't think it's a coincidence that it comes on April 21st, 421 today.
Yeah.
After 420.
Yeah.
People must like catching people at their
drug test. Stone.
Feel like I passed today.
Do you?
It's also Keep Off the Grass Day.
Oh.
The same thing.
Same thing.
Guess so.
The grass.
Otherwise, you won't pass your National Surprise Drug Test.
It would have been funny for me to come in here today with three tests and be like, all right, fellas, go to the bathroom, bring it back in, and we'll reveal who's on what.
It's also Big Word Day, which I feel like they're missing the point by calling it Big Word Day.
Could have used a
National Vocabularians Day or something. Big Word Day.
You would be punctilious in assuming that, right? I stole that line from Kingpin, which is my favorite. I do think that would have been really funny. And then people could have guessed who's on what dope.
Who's on what?
Who's on what?
It's the new Abbott and
Loose
Costello.
Cannabis? Yeah, what would yours have looked like?
Who's on what?
Just clean?
Who's on first? No, who's on what?
Clean as a whistle or what?
Clean as a whistle.
Yours?
No. I did pop, because my back hurt, I popped a couple of Advil on Saturday.
Whoa,
I broke down.
Whoa.
Could not take it anymore. And
that
took,
was it.
Took two Advil.
That was it.
Just the one. This is the two.
Just two Advil.
Two. Well, generic Costco ibuprofen. Yeah.
Man.
Cheaper. Much
you okay?
cheaper. I'm okay. Yeah, that helped quite a bit.
Paul,
you know,
says,
the less you use it, the more effective it is when you do finally
it's true.
Use
I really don't use it anymore. Yeah. Paul says, how about a shout out to the high school teams who played at Petco recently?
Shout out
to those guys.
CIF finals.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All the winners and the runners up.
The
as
runners
well.
Up. Shout just out to all of them.
Just to cover all of our bases.
Yeah.
Speaking of covering bases, that's what Paulie does, trying to get to some of the stuff we missed with the Rindle Report coming up after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
You guys are killing me in the chat right now.
Would that be the Chris Max comment calling me barbiturate Ben, or would it be Carlos's calling me bongload Ben?
Bongload Ben.
It's pretty good.
That is good.
I don't know how to follow that.
Take it away.
I took two Advil.
I'll do my best. Two Advil?
Yeah, two. Just two. Yeah. You can take up to four, I believe, safely, but I only took two. I always like to have room to grow in case the two didn't,
in case you get addicted.
Two didn't work, and I need something stronger. And
yeah.
I've still got that.
Did
in
it work?
The well, no, the two were fine. Yeah, good. Worked well. Bongload Ben,
so quick.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Man. That'll be in the tournament of drops
when
we talk college basketball next March. We're talking NBA basketball right now. NBA playoffs underway. And, well, you didn't miss much.
I watched some.
You actually probably watched more than me.
I watched some over the weekend.
The one game I did watch, it was interesting for about 2 to 3 minutes. That was the OKC-Memphis game. Game one was yesterday in that series. And the Thunder beat Memphis by 51 points. I think the spread was like 12.5.
That's what
one
I love
versus
about,
an eight.
That's what I love about the playoffs. Just the creme de la creme going against each other.
Oklahoma City is very good. They had the best record in basketball.
They're the favorites
Memphis
to win
had
it all.
To fight through the play-in tournament to get there, so they may have been a little worse spent at the end of the week, and that's what you get. I mean, that's the advantage of being the one seed and not having to, you know, be in the play-in tournament. You get a weekend Memphis team. Memphis isn't bad. I mean, now Ja didn't. Did Ja not play either?
No, he played.
Oh, he did play. Okay, oh, yeah. He did play. Oh, I didn't really watch that one.
I could have sworn he played.
I watched some of the Lakers. Court. They got bodied. Someone asked me yesterday, were you worried about the Lakers? I go, yeah. Did you see their game? I mean, Minnesota.
They lost by what, 30?
Man, 17, but Minnesota really manhandled them. Okay. I mean,
Ja
used their
17.
Size. And, yeah.
It was the fifth biggest margin of victory in NBA playoff history. 7 points shy of the record of 58 points in a playoff game. But yeah, Oklahoma City, they are the favorites to win it all. I expect, you know, a couple of teams in the West to give them a fight. I don't know that Memphis is that team, but yeah, game
right,
one.
So who's out? Who's in?
Everybody's still in.
Everybody, like Memphis is still playing?
Yeah, it's a best of seven series.
I thought they were done.
Wait, no, just that was the
that was the play-in.
Just the play-in teams are done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need like a bracket. You know how you follow along with the brackets?
Miami got in the East. They were the first 10 seed ever to make it through the play-in tournament.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're just one game in.
Yep. Cleveland leads them 1-0. Yeah, nobody cares about all that. Yeah, get your bracket.
Get my bracket.
Be good to go.
Okay, I got it.
All right. We'll move over to the NFL. We teased it earlier.
Paulie and I will get into this in detail when you're out.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be almost wall-to-wall NBA playoff coverage, just so you know. Wouldn't that drive him crazy if we did an hour every day on the NBA while he's playing golf? He would lose his mind.
CeeDee Lamb, I think, is getting a little bit taken advantage of. He did an interview with Complex Sports recently, and he talked about all of the money that he, as an elite athlete, spends on his body and his recovery and all of that, which is, hey, no problem whatsoever with any of that. We've heard some athletes over the years have talked about kind of how much they spend. Like, I got some numbers here. Derrick Henry, and I mean, that guy takes a beating at running back. He spends about $240,000 a year on his body with recovery and treatments and all that. LeBron is rumored to spend like $1.5 million every year.
Wow.
When you make that kind of money, though, like Manny has a chef at his house, right? I would imagine LeBron probably has a live-in chef as well. That's
Mookie Betts has two chefs.
That's all part of the process. CeeDee Lamb said that he spends roughly $1.3 million every year on his body. He said, I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of money. Every 2 weeks, it's $50,000, 52 weeks in a year.
Okay.
So that's
okay,
your number.
Okay.
Says here, his recovery routine sounds like a spa menu. Ice baths, hot tubs, saunas, steam rooms, red light therapy, hyperbaric chambers. He says the list could go on and on. What I do for a living, it's very physical. And some short weeks are more lethal than your regular 7-day schedule. So I'm just staying on top of that and always trying to replenish the body, stay hydrated, keep my muscle functioning up, and trying to get a lead on my opponent. He's joked that he's getting old now. He's 26 years old, which in the NFL is slightly older, oldish.
I'm trying to do the math
here. I have questions.
I'm trying to do the math.
First of all, how is there time in the week outside of everything else you're doing to spend that much on your body?
You got to get up early, dog. You got to get up really early.
And I assume, so if you're spending that much, he's going to different places that have different therapies like throughout the day and paying like retail rate on all of these?
$50,000 every 2 weeks. See, okay, so that's 25.
Like cold tub. How much is a cold tub dip cost? Like $50?
And again, you feel like you go to one place that has, and again,
just knock
okay,
it all out.
Who does he play for?
The Dallas
Cowboys.
Correct. I would imagine that they would have
Imagine for the things that they don't have. If they don't have like the infrared
or the hyperbaric
or hyperbaric chamber. Company that has a hyperbaric chamber would say, hey, CeeDee Lamb, if you want to come and use our hyperbaric chamber, all we have to do is say, hey, this is CeeDee Lamb's hyperbaric chamber place, and they'd be more than happy to treat him to this. So how is he possibly spending this much money?
There's a guy that owns a place in Dallas right now that's going, shut up, shut up, shut up. Idiots, shut up. Yeah, CeeDee, love to have you at $25,000 a week. But with that $25,000 a week, you get the hyperbaric chamber. You get the infrared sauna technology. I asked somebody that's a pretty brilliant person about the infrared. And they said, it's junk science. They said, it's junk science. It doesn't really work. I said, oh, okay. Now, sauna, I think, is good for you. Steam is good for you. Cold plunge. The way that people use it sometimes, it's good for you. But don't do it right after you lift weights, because that will constrict your muscles. That makes sense? So don't, like, maybe do it even pre would be a little bit better. But use it kind of when you need a recharge. But don't do, don't go do heavy weightlifting and jump in the cold plunge after.
Matt says, turns out it's just a 24-hour fitness and he's getting upsold.
He's in Hollywood Fitness.
The standard membership is $39 a month.
We're going to go 25 UCD, grand.
We're going 50.
Yeah, but you get the infrared, bro.
I mean, I guess if he's installing it all in his house.
If he owns it.
But that's all one-time fees.
He's not paying it every single time.
Recurring charges.
Amortization. You can write off some of that. It's for work. I mean, yeah, there's just no way he could be spending that much money every year.
I think he's getting rooked somewhere.
I think so,
somebody
too.
Is rooking this guy.
I saw that number and I go, that just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. Mm. I can't even imagine the treatments that you would have to do to get through the rigors and of being NFL point, or MLB or NBA or
NHL. If you're doing like nine different treatments, how would you ever know which ones are working and which ones are not?
You don't want to take any of them off, though. You don't want to take any of them off. You really don't.
All right. And then
so LeBron getting rooked as well, because you said he spends about 1.3.
Yeah. 1.5.
1.5.
For LeBron. I don't know. I mean, the guy's got $1 billion shoe deal or whatever. Maybe he spends exorbitantly.
But...
Oh, and CeeDee Lamb signed an extension. They can afford it.
Are they paying top dollar? Like, what makes their ice bath better than my ice bath?
By the way,
this is so different.
We're talking about a Cowboys player and a Lakers player. Two of the most storied franchises in sports.
Our ice is imported.
Smart water.
From France. So
bottled
it's really
smart
good.
Water that chilled down to 33 degrees.
Man.
All right. And then finally, boys, we will wrap it up with a shout out to his family, the holiest shout out of families here. Pope Francis passed away overnight.
Yeah. Does he
about
have a family?
In the 7 o'clock hour this morning overseas. So it was like midnight, 1 o'clock when
it
happened here.
I think he has a sister. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was 88 years old.
That makes sense.
Passed away. Bells tolled in churches from his native Argentina to the Philippines and across Rome as news spread throughout the world this morning. Gentlemen, there's only one thing we can do when that happens.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Do you think we're going to get in trouble
probably.
For doing that?
Probably.
Not on this plane, but on another.
On a cosmic plane?
On a cosmic plane. Is that a bad thing?
That's what gets me honoring him, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's an honoring. I'm fascinated, though, by the process. I mean, saw Conclave. You know,
no,
what's going to happen
see
now?
Conclave.
You didn't see Conclave.
I have no interest in seeing Conclave.
That it's coming up.
Put a gun to my head.
Did you watch The Young
and
Pope?
And sat me down and tied me. No, I didn't watch The Young
Law.
Pope. I could not care less.
Angels and Demons with Tom Hanks.
What movie? Could not give a frog's fat ass
really?
About how any of it works. None whatsoever.
The smoke, the voting of the College of Cardinals.
Nope.
How about even the Pope that has to pick his own name once you're elected Pope?
No interest.
Can you imagine having to choose your own name now? Like,
I'm more interested
in... You're 49. It's time for you to choose your name that you'll have for the rest of your life.
Steve.
Pope Steve.
Like, I'm pretty happy with my name. I'll just stick with Steve.
Well, Paul is a Pope's name. There have been Pope Pauls. I don't think there have been any Pope Steves.
Look, man, it's not my jam. If it's your jam, more power to you. I'm like, but do you have any interest in becoming Led Zeppelin, watching how Zeppelin arrived?
No, not really.
Exactly. See, that doesn't compute for me. I don't compute going to watch Conclave. I heard it's a good movie.
If you, I think you'd like Angels and Demons. That one's a good one. With Tom Hanks.
It deals with
some of this. Ewan McGregor.
Is it part of a series?
It's Dan Brown, one of his novels. They're not, yeah, the Robert Langdon, he's the cryptologist guy, symbols. I like those books and I like that movie. But what's interesting from that movie, so the Pope, outside the Vatican, is the Castle Sant'Angelo, which is served as a refuge for popes during time of danger, plays a key role in the movie Angels and Demons. It is also known as the Castellan. It is the refuge of popes.
Ooh.
Castellan.
Castellanos.
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 the person who tends to hit home runs when there are major international tragedies and deaths that happen. He also happens to be playing today against the New York Mets, which is why we all went to our various apps and things and decided that a small, in honor of the Pope, small wager on
small
Nick Castellanos.
Small-ish.
Not the worst idea today. Just throwing it out there to the universe.
The odds have plummeted.
Even I went to press. Yeah.
We noticed this a couple hours ago and acted accordingly.
If you're, he knows this, right? Castellanos knows this. He knows they're going to ask him about it pregame.
Yeah, he's not oblivious to it.
Tyler McGill knows about it.
Yeah. Bro, if I'm on the Phillies, I'm rolling out like a red carpet for his entry into the locker
room.
Yeah,
whatever he needs. Cody Bellinger homered for the third straight 420 yesterday, yes. By the way. So these weird things happen in baseball. If Castellanos does it. If he does it today, I'll get spooked, actually. I'll be pretty spooked if he goes out and does it. It feels like it's too obvious now, and people are like, oh, Pope died, Castellanos bomb. It's always with him,
he still
too.
Does it, though. This has been a trend for a while now.
I know. Remember it's when I ran through that list of, like, the 100 things?
It's not like he just stopped after that.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. So, there's no way. There's no way he does it.
But we're all watching for it. It usually always seems to be a surprise, even when it happens. But now it won't be a surprise.
I saw the thing yesterday before the Yankees played. The Cody Bellinger has homered on two straight 420s. No big deal. And I thought, should I? Nah, I kind of forgot
is not
about
really
it.
A trend.
And then he went out and hit it, did it again.
Here's our list.
Opening. Y'all remember the after the apology for the homophobic slur on the broadcast that happened. In the middle of the apology,
there's a
deep drive to left, and I don't think I'm coming back here again. Career-threatening injury for Fernando Tatis Jr., a eulogy for a World War II veteran, a 9/11 tribute video package on the air, the apology of opposing team's coach getting a DUI, 10 minutes after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, right after Dwayne Haskins' death, the eulogy for the just-deceased PA announcer for the stadium, the cancer announcement for his own team's owner, the Vin Scully death announcement.
There's 10 more. We're running out of time.
We're out of time.
LeBron has come out and debunked that,
because
by the way.
He said he does not spend that much money every year on his body.
They think CD may be stretching the truth a little
bit. Braden's coming up next. We'll be back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. for Paulie Reindl, Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.